Environmental news now. Many of you will remember having seen David Attenborough's stark warning to the world from the COP summit, the Paris Agreement summit in Poland. And he was saying this is the last generation, the last chance to save the world from the consequences of catastrophic global warming, which is a result of human intervention with the climate, with the way that we use this planet. I'm joined by our environment correspondent, George Lee. And George, despite those stirring words that got huge rebroadcasting all over the world from David Attenborough and everybody moved, they're squabbling in Poland at the end of this conference. They can't agree.
Well, they can't agree. And I suppose to some extent when these conferences take place and you get 200 countries or almost 200 countries in a room and you say, have we all agreed on this? It always goes down to the wire. So you can take that as being, well, you would expect a bit of that. But on this occasion, it's a little bit worse than that because you have the United States, Russia, Saudi Arabia and Kuwait who wouldn't even welcome the previous IPCC report, pointing out how significant the danger was of letting the temperature go even above 1.5 degrees, that every small bit matters. And what they pointed out, which was an entire new scientific assessment of all of the scientific papers that they could find in the world, agreed by all of the scientists, thousands of them, in terms of editors, sub-editors and so on, they said that half degree is hundreds of millions of people in dire poverty and been moved because of climate change. That it is all sorts of species extinction, multiples of what we have so far, that every little bit matters, and that you need to get the global emissions down three times faster than what they previously thought. Now, the Americans, obviously, because they want to pull out, or President Trump wants to pull out of the climate change accord, they didn't want to welcome this. Neither did Saudi Arabia, who are making a fortune out of pumping out oil and so on. Neither did Kuwait, and neither did Russia, because they have loads of reserves. This complicates it. And when you don't have the leadership of the United States there, it means that it's more difficult to get that agreement. So they're down to the wire at the moment. It may well go into the weekend. It's supposed to finish today. That at issue, there are three key things that they're trying to do. They're trying to, number one, say, OK, we all agreed in Paris 3 years ago that we will get emissions down. And how are we going to measure your emissions and your emissions and your emissions? And for instance, well, somebody would say in Poland, we can grow forests if you let us keep doing coal. Mm-hmm. How do you measure the impact of the forests? All right, so all of the rules about when and how you measure these things, that's really complicated with 200 countries with different interests. That's one thing. The second thing they need to do, which is really important, is you all know, they'll say, that there's so many developing countries, whether it's Bangladesh or whether it's the Maldives or whether it's Vanuatu Islands and so on, that are going to sink because of this. You need to help them. They don't have the money themselves. It's the West which has pumped a lot of the historic emissions in. So where's the finance? $100 billion was promised per year in Paris. Where's it come? Show me the money. Of course, the Americans are pulling out, and so there's a big difficulty on that. And the third thing is, look, we all now know, and it was agreed in Paris, but it's even more urgent now. You gave commitments to reduce emissions. You've got to increase them. How are you going to crank them up? They're the things they're trying to get down to the wire on today with all of those countries, with all of that politics behind it. So it's really difficult.
And while those arguments are going on in Poland and heartbreaking for many people committed to trying to save the environment in some way, shape or form, Ireland's role. Again, once again this week, we see that Ireland trailing our European partners. We are not delivering. As the Taoiseach himself has said, we have to move from laggard to leader. What rate of progress are we making?
Well, what we have is, again, we're talking a good game. And we're pretty good at talking games, and we're not very good at implementation. But we found ourselves in terms of all the commitments we made on reducing our emissions by 20%, and we're hardly going to reduce them at all. And that's after a number of years. So we want to do it, but we don't want to take the action. And what Richard Bruton, who's the new Minister for Finance, he's gone over with a new kind of a zeal, saying that, of course, Ireland's going to become a leader. And here we're putting our money on the table, and we've cranked up the amount that we're giving to this finance. Obviously, Ireland has to pay for carbon credits, particularly within Europe, because we're over our budget. That's a European thing, and it'll cost us X, Y and Z depending, and it's cost us about 200 million in fact so far is what it's likely to cost us. But apart from that, what about the money that you're going to give to the rest of the developing world to help them? The 100 million and all of the other climate funds. And so Richard Bruton went with 4.5 million this year or last week. That's from the Irish people. That is to help the developing world and the undeveloped world, and to put finance on the table for some of these things, such as a Green Climate Fund, a Green Wall Initiative, supporting adaptation funds, technical assistance, and even the IPCC. That is 83 cents for every person in the country. That now, all honesty, is really small. We had a windfall this year on corporate tax of 1,500 million euro that the government never even expected to get. And we're going to give these poor countries in the world and our initiative towards this global finance 4.5 million, 83 cents per person. And we're supposed to then present that as being Ireland is going to be a leader. Now, I don't really see the two matching, and I'm sure very many other people won't. So Ireland has a great idea about trying to be a leader, but I don't see the action yet. And I don't think anybody in the environmental circles have. They have great hopes that Richard Bruton will deliver on what he's saying, and that the Taoiseach will deliver on what appears to be his commitment, but they never introduce any signal on carbon taxes in the budget. It really, really disappointed everybody who's very aware of how this works in environmental circles. So let's see. But the pressure is on. And so it's not just in terms of the Irish that the pressure is on. There'll be big pressure on tonight, possibly tomorrow, and maybe even to Sunday, to get the 200 countries to agree to something that makes sense, so that we can't come away from Katowice 3 years after Paris and say it's all falling apart.
Environment correspondent George Lee, thank you, and we're back with more on the News at One after this break.